This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Live, the live Monday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melody.
And Daryl.
Daryl, I guess Arkansas's supply of killing people drug is drying up?
Yeah, and actually the supply of the killing people drug, as you call it, is drying up. Basically everywhere in the country.
Yeah.
In Arkansas, I believe it's midazolam. It expires at the end of the month, and they've got eight people that they want to go bye-bye. And instead of just saying, here's 8 days, for some odd reason, they said, all right, here's 4 days, and we're going to kill them back-to-back on these 4 days. And several of the
people have... the executioner less.
I don't know. I don't know. But one of the problems that they've run into, and I'll get into the article, but one of the problems they've run into is basically all of the inmates have filed appeals saying that this is cruel and unusual of, you know, trying to rush through and get two executions done in a single day. They may be left without legal representation because Arkansas law only allows one lawyer to be present, and they require a lawyer to be present. But if the other inmate has some legal papers that need to be filed while the one guy's being killed, then the lawyer might have to,
you know, wait or something.
He's got to decide, do I go file this legal paper or do I stay to be present for the execution because the lawyer has to be present and I'm the only lawyer here. So a couple of the people have won some injunctions on other things, such as being ruled not mentally competent to have ever stood trial in the first place. One of the guys, there was some DNA evidence that was withheld.
So regarding this issue of, sort of all the inmates filing appeals, this is one of the reasons that I think that conservatives should look at. Now, I'm not going to call myself a conservative, but I certainly would have called myself that sometime in the past. And I was at one point a death penalty proponent. As a matter of fact, I was interviewed at one point by a pair of college students while I was in prison, and I made death penalty advocation while in prison blues on video. So somewhere that video exists. I don't know. I couldn't tell you where. I wouldn't even know what video it was. And I changed my opinion over time, and the reasons are I just don't think it's practical. So, for instance, we know that in the system as it is today, you can advocate for a different system if that's what you want to do, but you're unlikely to get it. The system as it exists today requires all kinds of appeals for the death penalty, huge amounts of money to be spent on these cases. Guys in life prison, doing life in prison, you almost never hear about these appeals and these sorts of things.
Right.
Because they don't, the guilty ones, they're not filing paperwork. They're just trying to get along. A lot of the innocent ones, they don't really know how to file the paperwork or whatever. Nobody cares about the ones that are in life in prison.
Right,
lawyers line up to take care of the ones that are on death row.
And also, if you're on death row, you can't be executed while you have a pending case. So, you know, that might lead to a frivolous lawsuit every now and then. But we also know that there have been innocent people that have been executed.
Oh, we're certain of that. Which means that when you advocate for the death penalty, you, if you know that innocent people have been killed, at least in the relatively recent past, which is true,
Yes.
Then you are advocating for murder, which makes you qualified for the death penalty, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And
this is the other thing. Until human beings are perfect, we shouldn't have a death penalty because we say that killing people's wrong, so we have to kill them, but we have to kill a certain amount of innocent people in the process. It just doesn't make sense. It's this weird circular toilet bowl logic that makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. And we also know that there have been 158 people exonerated from death row.
Yes. In many cases, it's DNA. In some cases, there was sort of a mass pardoning by the Illinois governor for like a dozen of them.
Well, and once you already have a conviction, in post-conviction relief, the burden of proof shifts.
It's
so
on
those
you.
Were only the people who could prove that they were innocent, not necessarily the people or not the people who the state couldn't prove that they were guilty.
And only that's 20 true. Of the people that have been exonerated were exonerated because of DNA. Only
oh, is that
20
so?
Of the 158. A lot of these, the only witness to testify against them later recanted and said, yeah, I never actually witnessed anything. I was pressured into...
So the U.S. Justice system has lower standards than actually the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament you needed at least two witnesses.
Yes, there have been...
But you can get two people to lie.
Right, but you need to get two people to lie.
There were a pair of brothers in the Carolinas that they were both in prison on death row for like 39 years before the only witness against them came up and said, yeah, I never actually saw anything. I wasn't even in the area when it happened. These people could have been dead for a long time, but you know, luckily for them, they never actually wound up getting executed.
To them, because we don't want to, well, the state doesn't want to deter people from testifying, and I wouldn't want to deter people from recanting, so practically speaking, from either side, there's nothing you can really do to them, and these are kind of the most evil people in the room, you know, or
well,
the
a lot of times
depending on your opinion. But
they're pressured into it by law enforcement, and
right.
Like this is, like, I don't want to blame law enforcement, I don't want to blame the prosecutors, but I will say that the prosecutor has the largest burden here. Like, law enforcement, it's their job to gather the evidence and put together a case, that kind of thing. The prosecutor really should be looking at the situation from, how am I best serving the people of whatever county.
The prosecutor's job is to get a conviction, not to convict the right person.
It really shouldn't be.
But it is.
It shouldn't be, but it is. Now let's get into the article from Arkansas, where, again, they are preparing for the first back-to-back executions in nearly two decades. Just days after Arkansas pushed back on legal challenges and carried out its first execution in more than a decade, officials there are heading back to the execution chamber, hoping to carry out two more. The back-to-back lethal injections would be the country's first double execution since 2000, when Texas executed two convicted murderers, and the first time a state has attempted to carry out two death sentences in one night since a widely publicized botch in Oklahoma in 2014. Arkansas hopes this month to resume executions by carrying out eight death sentences in 11 days, an unprecedented schedule that has been thwarted by court orders blocking half of those executions. Jack Jones Jr. and Marcel Williams.
I think it's fair to point out that the folks that Oklahoma situation where they where, you know, media's purporting it and that kind of thing, I think it's fair to point out that, of course, anti-death penalty people like me are going to push a botched execution. But, you know, from that standpoint, if somebody's guilty, I don't really particularly care that much about a botched execution. I believe in doing away with the death penalty for a whole bunch of reasons that don't have to do with executing guilty people. You know what I mean?
Well, right, but the state is the one wanting to push the facade, which is why they use lethal injection in the first place. Wanting to push the facade that, like, from at least from a field's point, maybe we're not really killing, but pushing, like, a sanitary killing, which
it's
is even more creepy to
humane.
Me than a, yeah, it's yeah. a humane killing. You know, maybe feel like we're not really killing people, you know, and because the state is really good at killing people. There's really easy ways to kill people that don't involve having to trick pharmaceutical companies.
Right, but if they were killing people Ramsay Bolton style, and that's a Game of Thrones reference, where he would just, you know, flay people until they ultimately died. If that's how they were killing people, then I think people would rightly be concerned. Hey, you can't just cut an ounce of flesh off of somebody until they die.
They have guns is probably the quickest and cleanest way to kill somebody.
That's an option in Utah.
Lots of easier ways to kill people, but they want it to look good, which is why they're going through all of this. They lose support when it looks like they're killing someone.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Welcome. Your thoughts on the death penalty.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Talking about the death penalty, a perennial favorite here on Free Talk Live. You know, like half a dozen people get killed in America each year, but we talk about it all the time. I wonder how much they talk about it in Europe. Probably not at all. I would like to just save, just let's just conserve airtime by getting rid of this archaic practice. 855-450-3733. You can call in and disagree with me because, I don't know, most people do. 855-450-FREE. You will not disagree that this is a really great deal on getting your own website for your blog or whatever it is that you might need. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. If you go to HostGator.com/FTL, you get 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use in the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99 uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. You get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners just by visiting HostGator.com/FTL. A warning on this, you get 50% off the first go-round. So if you get the one-month program, you get 50% off the first month. If you get the three-year program, I don't know how long it is. I think it's 3 years. If you get the longest program, you get 50% off that first period. So
and I actually think the smallest increment, you only get like 33%. So it's up to 50%.
Is that so?
Okay. Yes.
There you go. HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to AC calling it on Skype. So it could be anywhere for all I know. AC, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, good. I wanted to do a kind of a quick response to your previous caller from the last hour, Chris.
Yes.
And, you know, she's actually called in a few times. Like, I'm pretty good at remembering names and voices when it comes to certain things. And, you know, I think she sounds like a liberal. She sounds like a very liberal woman because she seems to complain a lot about the few times she's called in, she likes to complain about the corporations and stuff like that.
She certainly wasn't very fond of Republicans or trickle-down economics.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's like, I always love, one of the things I love about the left and the right in this country is like, when you, and whenever you point out the problems in this country, the left will immediately blame everything on the right, and then the right will blame everything on the left.
And yeah, they're both right.
Right.
Yeah, because I remember last year you guys had a conservative guy calling in to talk about how people who desecrate the flag should be charged with a felony.
And then he complained about snowflakes, right?
No.
Okay.
And Mark asked him, do you think America's more free now than it was before? He says, well, it'll never will be under a liberal government. I'm like, yeah, but you're a conservative advocating that people go to prison for burning the flag. So it's like, it's just very, very, very funny to watch these two different flavors of status go at each other.
And the one thing I didn't understand about Chris was that she was saying that she's anti-war, and I think she said she's anti-military, but she definitely said she's anti-war, and she's anti, if not police, a lot of the things that the police are doing. I think she said she's anti-police state, but then she wants to have all those laws. What does that even mean? A law without a force agency to back it up, or a force department or whatever, isn't a law. It's just a suggestion. I can write laws that have as much force as a law without a military or police.
Right. That's called the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
It's stuff written on paper that there's absolutely no teeth behind.
Right. No enforcement mechanism.
Oh, but it's incoherent.
Yeah, the thing of it is that, like, when you guys talked about how you're not really huge fans of the Constitution, like, you know, and she's like, wow, really? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, the Constitution, it's a decent document with some good ideas, but it's just a piece of paper written by a bunch of dead Christians who the government wipes their ass on.
And deists.
And slave owners. Same people.
They were mostly deists.
No, I wouldn't go that far. Some major founding fathers were deists, but it was a popular thought process at the time, but there are a lot of preacher men amongst the founders.
Right, but there were only a handful of people that wrote the Constitution, and the people that wrote that document, I believe,
Madison,
were all deists.
I wouldn't know about Hamilton or Jay, but I would say that Madison was definitely a deist. But the people
did most of the writing.
The people that ratified it, there was two from every state, and they're talking about a room full of people at that point. And I wouldn't want to go on record saying most of them were deists.
Well, then after they voted on that document in Constitution Hall, then it went to the state legislatures for ratification. So I'm not talking about any of the state legislators that voted yay or nay. Not talking about any of the states where they actually wound up letting the voters decide yay or nay. I'm talking about the people that actually did the writing of the document.
The people who actually saw the actual signatories to the Constitution.
No, not the signatories, people that wrote the document.
AC?
Yeah, and the thing is, I kind of like it when someone like Chris calls in, because a lot of times when you get the status callers calling in, the people disagree with you, a lot of times they're conservative, because especially ever since Donald Trump became popular, you guys have gotten a lot of conservative people constantly bitching about wanting to block immigration and talking and spreading the usual lies about Muslims wanting to come over and oppose Sharia law and all that stuff. I was like, man, can we get some dumb liberals calling in? I'm like, yeah, there's one. Well, I wish we had more.
I wouldn't call them stupid. I mean, I think everybody alive, with few exceptions, if there's even those exceptions, has at some point been a statist. I mean, I was a statist for, 27, 28 years? Most of us were statists for a very long time. Murray Rothbard was, this is appeal to Rothbard fallacy, but was a statist for like 30 or 40 years. I mean, they're not stupid. They're just, they're kind of almost as much victims as the clearer victims of the state.
And one of the things that she's going to be trapped in, she claimed to be older than me, I'll take her word for it, is that people generally don't take direction and learning from people younger than them. It just doesn't go well. And if they have to get past the notion that this younger person is teaching me something. So the best we can do in a circumstance like that is allow them to vent and then point out the inconsistencies in the thought process. We all have, pretty much all of us, had to talk our way to belief in the ideas of liberty. And that means that you're going to have to you're going to have to give voice to these fallacies that give voice to. The idea that, we can't live without a government. Whoa, I didn't tell you that you were supposed to be without your government. All I'm saying is you shouldn't be able to force your government on me if I haven't initiated violence against you. And then they're like, the roads, right? Like, that's all they got.
My roads.
Right, my roads. You point out the federal government spends about 2% of its tax money on roads. Your tax money isn't going to roads. Stop worrying about it. Roads could be handled with gas tax or fees or advertising or whatever. AC, you got anything else?
No, that'll be all for today.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are live this Monday evening. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Well, sorry about that. I was stuck on dealing. I can't push all these buttons at the same time and talk like Ian does. It's fascinating how he does it. And he will be back tomorrow, but everything's
fine.
Did
you need me to read that paper while you push some buttons?
No.
Okay.
Have you been taking your Whole Food Multi-Complete that I gave you last week?
Yes, I've been putting it in my smoothie that I have for breakfast. And okay. I actually ordered some of their other product, the Whole Fruit and Veggie, I think it's called, where it's a powder that is designed to be a smoothie supplement.
I'm not familiar with that product at all. I have been taking their Whole Food Multi-Complete, multi is what they call it. And multi is a good word because it's not a multivitamin. multivitamins, vitamins are just one aspect of what they do at, with Whole Food Multi Complete. Go to simplifymysupplements.com. I can't explain it all to you. You've got to look at this list of ingredients. Once you do, you'll be like, oh yeah, why am I taking this other thing that costs so much more or costs so much less and has nothing in it? But nothing's like Whole Food Multi Complete. Simplifymysupplements.com. Instead of spending $150, basically you would for the products that go into $150 per month into Whole Food Multi Complete. For 15 years, they've been providing what the big guys won't. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You visit simplifymysupplements.com, learn more, enter coupon code FTL to receive 30% off your first order. They accept Bitcoin, free shipping on orders of $60 or more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL. I want to thank everybody who has believed what I've said regarding this because I am a true believer in this product. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
And if you want to do Bitcoin, they don't actually have that integrated into the regular checkout process. They have a contact form, so you'll click the Bitcoin thing up at the top, opens up a contact form. Include that coupon code in your message to them where you say, I want to use Bitcoin, and then they'll calculate the discount.
Right. Russ will take care of it. He's the one doing it. I mean, obviously, he has it manufactured elsewhere, but he's goes to the factory, makes sure all the products, has them retested. Every batch is retested. Not every bottle. Every batch is retested.
And
just to make sure that it's exactly
it's
right.
It's quick shipping.
Yep. Whole Food Multi Complete, simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Ricky calling in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Brother Mark, that would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I'll take your word for it. Go ahead.
Definitely, most certainly is. Brother Daryl, Miss Melanie, good evening.
Evening.
Go ahead, Ricky. You're
all
on
right.
The air.
Well, you know what? I heard this young lady earlier, the one who was talking, she was talking about her view of the government, and she said something about education and the school system. And I found that quite humorous because I was thinking of myself being a Pennsylvanian. You know, I'll tell you a little something about myself. You know, I was taught as a statist, and they turned out at 15 years old an anti-federalist, you know?
At 15 parents, years old, you were this excited about Thomas Jefferson?
Even more than that, I think democracy was something that was really there very, very early on. But see, what it came out is the school, you know, my parents and most Pennsylvanians of a certain age, they get a whole different version of history, you see, when it comes to things like the Civil War and Pennsylvania's role in things and the ratification, all this other stuff, you know. And the funny thing is they just zipped right by all that, you know. They didn't want to talk about any of that because it might complicate things on that statist point of view. You know, it took 175 years for the state to gain control of the public school system. Mr. Jefferson be rolling in his grave, you know?
Okay. Wasn't Jefferson kind of excited about public school?
Yeah, I thought he actually supported government running education.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he also threw the Constitution in the garbage can, too. You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, imagine what his view would have been of something like the Civil War if he would have been alive at that time. The sham that the unification of the states were. This is where this young lady being hard on you guys and girls for throwing away the Constitution. She needs to look up Democratic Republicans. And, you know, I think it's a piece of crap, you know. All it did is separate and divide us. And let's face it, you know.
What separated and divided us? I'm not clear.
Well, the unification of the states was not any kind of unification. All it was a separation, you know. I mean, they call it the United States.
I'll agree with that as far as it goes. It separated people culturally, I think, more than we would have otherwise been 200 years later. People who weren't even around at the time getting really irate and personally offended at something that happened 200 years ago when, you know, they think their side, you know, quote, their side, they weren't even
closer to 150, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, should have won. But I guess 200 years ago was the country, but yeah.
Should have won, young lady. I know that you're an anarchist, but the fact is, you know, Pennsylvania had a very interesting role in reality in the Civil War as far as their stance on things. And how the hell can this be unification when you got somebody like the North and these guys imposing themselves on the South and saying, hey, you know what, you know, you have a different point of view than us, so we're just going to take your land and put you in a bad position. You know, it was the South that was going to lay down their guns. It was the South that
fired
had
a fort
on nature.
The South probably shouldn't have fired on a fort, right? Like, you know.
I actually heard something about that recently, to where when they showed up to take the fort, the Union soldiers were like, okay, you can have the fort. And they let them do a ceremonial firing of the cannons, and one of the cannons misfired. And that's what everybody reported. Oh, they fired on the fort. It was one of the ceremonial firing of the cannons that was a misfire, injured somebody. Nobody actually died until there was some kind of skirmish in Baltimore about a week later. And that was the actual first battle of the Civil War, was in Baltimore.
Maybe so, but Cuba's managed to make it as a country with you know, a U.S. base sitting on its island, and it hasn't diminished their progress. If they would have just left those forts alone, they would have been a lot better off.
The reason that the United States has a base on the island of Cuba is because Cuba at one time was a territory of the United States, and the U.S. government said, you can be an independent country, but we get to put a base here. And they said, okay.
Yep, that's pretty much how it went. Ricky,
I mean, I do have a quick little question for Miss Melanie, though. I mean, she was chiming in on that, if I may.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, Miss Melanie, now, I mean, I know you're a young lady and all, and the thing is, it's very difficult looking at the point of view today to think about this, but think about this. Imagine you lived in a specific location like you do, and all of a sudden you got people from another area saying, hey, you know what? We want to do this great thing and unify us. So you know what? You're going to do things the way that we want them, and we're just going to take your land, we're going to do what we want to do, and you're going to do what we want to do because we're going to be unified. How the hell can you ever move forward past that?
Well, the South never did. Okay, I'm not defending the North. I mean, it's a gang war, the South versus the North. Maybe one's better to live under, maybe one's not. I don't really have that much stake in a gang war where I don't know anything about the other gang because nobody who was there is alive to talk about it. The people who are complaining, and even if they were, and I don't know if I can even say someone is right and someone is wrong in a war. It's a war. I mean, two gangs are fighting. Is there a good guy? I don't think so. Generally speaking, in most cases, it's better the smaller the occupying gang is, the better off. So if we had 50 different occupying gangs instead of one huge one, or even more than that, I think that would be better.
Only if there were independent territories there, young lady.
That's what she basically meant by 50 different independent gangs.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. More on this death penalty situation going on in Arkansas here in just a minute. 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype, Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Your calls when you make them. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Been talking about the, I guess, Arkansas getting its killing people drug is running low, and they're piling up the death penalty situations.
Not necessarily running low, but about to expire.
About to expire.
Right, but if they had more, I don't think it would be that big of an issue.
If they had more that wasn't expiring in 7 days.
Well, right, so that's running out and not having any.
Let's go to Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, guys. First off, guys and gals, first off, I wanted to say I'm shedding a tear for Arkansas. Not really. I think the death penalty is atrocious, and the state shouldn't have that power. But just to kind of maybe pivot topic a little bit, kind of go off what the last caller was saying, New Orleans is removing Confederate monuments, or is in the process of doing so. I kind of wanted
they
to get
y'all's
opinion on it.
They did it at 1 a.m. this morning.
Oh, they did one, and that one was semi-kind of Confederate because it was apparently commemorating an act that was after the Civil War where some white New Orleaners rose up against federal authorities.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting because my Facebook people are saying they took them all down at 1 o'clock this morning.
I don't think, I think that was just the first one. Maybe you could be right. I think that was the first one that the mayor had targeted.
I mean, I wasn't there. I'm not making a claim either way. That's just what I was told.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get y'all's perspective on it. Just mine out the gate, I think, you know, it's history and part of the heritage, really, of the South, whether you like it or not. It's just, this is the homeland for a lot of people, and this is where the ancestors fought for, and a lot of them died in that war, the Northern Aggression. It just seems kind of ridiculous after the fact to be so late on to trying to rewrite history and whitewash it and just kind of remove any mention of them and what had occurred there.
So let me, since you're asking for thoughts, I've probably got the most sort of duplicitous weird view, so I'll throw my thoughts out. I think it's odd to build monuments commemorating any kind of war, especially because, you know, the people that often look at those and revere those are, well, men and women died for your rights. So they want to sort of glorify war while also saying that they're not making a blood sacrifice. But when you build altars commemorating basically what you're amounting to a blood sacrifice, then...
I don't think it's odd that a death cult does that, which is what the state is.
Well, I don't think, you know, the little old lady that is like, oh, I'm so glad that all of these people fought for our rights. I don't think she realizes that she's part of a death cult.
Well, no, she probably doesn't, but it's not odd that it happens because of what the state is.
Right, but, you know, the people that are, you know, basically, you know, worshiping these things... I don't think the, you know, 90-year-old lady whose husband fought in World War I is the state. So when I say it's odd, I'm talking about the actual human beings, not because a government exists, therefore it, you know, makes sense
to
build.
The people who go visit the statues, not necessarily the people who put the statues there.
Right, and they sort of, you know, they worship these things without actually saying they're worshiping the things, and they're like, men and women died for this, and, you know...
It's a graven image, right?
You're admitting that there's human sacrifice here, and they're like, no, it's not human sacrifice. Nobody should have to die, but people did, and blood
was
shed.
But people have to die for freedom. You know, like, that's the whole thing is that you're not going to have freedom unless people die, but it's not a blood sacrifice, even though it's a graven image. I get the parallel.
So
it's interesting.
On that viewpoint, I don't like the concept of these statues, but at the same time...
But the state has always glorified its own war.
Right, but at the same time, I can see the statues and appreciate the art in them, if that makes any sort of sense. So I can separate the two in my head.
Well, yeah. Right. So you could have a museum without having, you know, without worshiping the things inside the museum. And I think that one thing that kind of gets lost here that I do feel like is relevant. So if a state just had a monument to another state that it fully conquered, or when U.S. courthouses fly flags of other governments that they have previously conquered, that just strikes me as really, really weird and doesn't make any sense.
So are you talking about the, like, in
Second Virginia Battle
in Alabama, they've got the Avenue of Flags. So
okay,
they,
so that's different.
That they fly the British flag. No, so all of the flags
right,
that
talking,
had previously
about,
flown
I'm
over the area.
I'm talking about current U.S. courthouses that fly the U.S. flag and the flag of a country they previously conquered, the Confederacy, and no other flags. It's not like, oh, look at all these flags, because that's different. So that, I think, is really weird. But what I think a lot of people fail to know about New Orleans is that when you drive through a lot of these parts of New Orleans, especially where these monuments are, now, there are people who venerate these statues, like 100% that happens, but it's more like an outdoor museum where a lot of these things are. It's not like, oh, come worship all this stuff. It is more of like a larger museum. They have other art there. They have other pieces of history there, and it's not all things you would be venerating.
So it's so not I necessarily do... like the Gettysburg Battlefield to where it's like, this is sacred
right.
ground.
And there are people who feel that way about it. I'm sure some of the even state agents feel that way about it who are maintaining this kind of stuff. But it is more like a museum than anything else. And, you know, war statues, I guess, belong in museums. So it is kind of more like an outdoor museum. Now, if they just had, oh, here's a random Robert E. Lee statue, that wouldn't make any sense to me. But at the end of the day, it's a gang war. I don't really care.
But Robert E. Lee didn't own slaves. I think that that's, like, many times what you'll see is people want these Confederate statues down because slavery, right?
Right. Well,
like,
then they should have complaints about the Constitution and the Founding Fathers.
Grant
the same
had
reason.
Slaves. Lee didn't. And,
correct. And Lee's house is in the middle of Arlington Cemetery.
That's true. So, as a Southerner, I've got to say it seems like a lot of waste of time to me to go digging up every Confederate.
I mean, it's just a whatever. Way to. I think I don't care what war monuments, blood sacrifice monuments they have in the middle of New Orleans or any other city, which ones they do and don't have. But the reasons why they're taking them down, I think, are to cause discord. And that's, I mean, worse than having the statue there, because the statue, I mean, and if you've never been there, this might not make sense, but it really is part of, like, a larger museum-type thing.
Well, I saw Andrew Jackson's
museum,
statue when I was in the French Quarter. I think it's in the French Quarter. At least I was close to the French Quarter. Rusty, we've been talking over you.
Yeah, just a few comments. A lot of these monuments were erected with private donations. And then if you're going to say, well, we shouldn't have any monuments to any vanquished or conquered nations, then why do we have, you know, parks and monuments for Native American tribes if we conquered them? If that's the same logic, why wouldn't we?
Okay, well, I'm not the one who gets to decide that we have those things, so.
Right, well, if you go down that, I say, if you were to assume that point of logic, then I guess if all Confederate monuments, if you don't have monuments to vanquished nations, then you shouldn't have any for Indians as well, and any other conquered nation that was, you know, or territory or whatever that was in the U.S. that, you know, lost out. But
okay.
Just kind of final thoughts there. I appreciate y'all's time and your insight.
Thanks for the call, Rusty. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Daryl?
So the state of Arkansas planning to execute Jack Jones Jr. and Marcel Williams tonight as part of their double execution. Again, the first one to happen in the U.S. since the year 2000. And this would, according to the Washington Post, would put Arkansas on a schedule without parallel in modern capital punishment, with Governor Asa Hutchinson setting up, again, 8 executions to occur in pairs. Half of those have already been stopped by courts. Attorneys for the inmates filed a volley of appeals seeking to delay the executions, while 24 former corrections officers wrote a letter to Governor Hutchinson asking him to reconsider the schedule. They warned that the schedule was needlessly exacerbating the strain and stress placed on the people carrying it out, and saying the timetable could increase the chances of an error occurring. Arkansas officials have defended the schedule as necessary because their stock of midazolam expires at the end of the month.
It's really kind of funny. A drug meant to kill you might expire.
No, this drug is a paralysis drug
so
that makes it
looks,
to where you
so
don't
it makes
feel.
It look like, no, it makes it look like you're not feeling anything. You absolutely. If you're in a
Why
really
don't you just give him some good heroin and give him an overdose? I don't really.
Because I don't want it to feel good.
Crazy. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on the death penalty are welcome.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.